This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop,
hey, I mean, think of it. Hollywood came out, and in the end, we won quite easily, much, you know, by a bigger margin than anybody would have thought. So they're going to have to do something. I will say this. They are right now obstructionists. So all they want to do is try and obstruct. I think they'd do much better as a party if they got along with us, if they called us and said, let's work on health care together, let's work on tax cuts together and tax reform, let's work on infrastructure together, we can do it together. I honestly think they'd do better at the polls. I think the American public is tired of obstructionists, and I honestly believe that. And when I say that, boy, would the people love to see two parties getting together and coming up with the perfect health care plan. Because Obamacare has failed now. It's dead. The insurance companies are all flocking and leaving. And it's a real problem.
Wouldn't that be refreshing if we could all come together?
It would be so nice. And that's the way it should be. And there have been moments in our country's history where that's what happened. And those were the greatest things, whether it was Social Security or Medicare. It was two parties got together and came up with great solutions to problems. I don't think that's going to happen, but that is what should happen.
Everyone's saying, give him a chance.
Trump, you know, with his vision here and the possibility, but no, it's clear that it's not going to happen. There's going to be, I don't know what it's going to take, Scott, to finally get people to come across the aisles, you know, because the attitude you would say, the one thing about the Democrats is they're fixed. I mean, they, when it comes to marching orders and falling in line, the Democrats are well trained. And I don't know who to give full credit to, or if it's just Nancy Pelosi. It's been the tradition of the guard. You know, as Nancy Pelosi declared, you know, she is the master legislator. You know, she's probably the master manipulator as well. When you have all the money that she's raised, and this is, you know, I think with some of these Democrats, when they were coming in, they need to blame somebody about what happened and, you know, what's happened in these special elections, you know, with the Democrats now, what, 5-0 or 4-0? I think it's 5-0 now. You know, they need to blame somebody, and they're looking at the Queen Bee, throwing her under the bus. And she's going, well, you know, you better remember I'm the one who's got the purse strings. I mean, she raises a lot of money for the Democrats, and she understood that early on, and she owns that position. So people are real beholden to Nancy Pelosi, and she rules that party. You know, though we're talking, you know, the House of Representatives, extremely influential, extremely so, because of the control of the purse strings that she has and how she doles that money out. All it is, you know, all she has to say is that, hey, look, we're not going to support somebody, and they don't get reelected. Well, everybody falls in line pretty quick, and, you know, some minor negotiation, but for the most part, what the Queen says is what it is, and that's what's coming out here right now, even though some brave Democrats want to step out, and, you know, they're cranky, and they're upset that they're not winning anything. They got all excited about this election, you know, the special election in Georgia particularly, and, you know, and it fell very, very short, and, again, it's deja vu. I mean, it's like, what are we, reliving November all over again? We were going to win this for sure, and we were going to put Donald Trump back on his heels and let him know that his point of view is not accepted, and so here it is. You've got them losing in Georgia, and then right behind that, you have him speaking in Iowa with a populist message, albeit, but certainly one that encourages, you know, the people that we've got a president who's looking out for their best interests, and also a president that needed to, you know, get a jolt of enthusiastic medicine, you know, from the people that he's serving. to help him realize that not all is lost. That he doesn't need to pay attention to the headlines or, you know, what the New York Times is trying to say bad about him. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Lolo, coming up next.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Yes, it is time for the one and only Lolo Girl. Yes, Lauren Kitchen Stewart is with us, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. Now, how can we get you on Facebook, by the way? I'm going to give you a chance to plug yourself.
Facebook, you go to Living Life with Lauren.
I know that.
And
okay.
You can like my page, holler at me on that page. Instagram, Lauren Kitchen Stewart. I mean, I'm kind of everywhere. I have a website, Lauren Kitchen Stewart. I'm just kind of tweaking it. I mean, it's there. But, you know, do people even really do websites anymore? I mean, they have them, but it's not like it used to be. I mean,
exactly.
People are really doing
right.
More Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. So I have it, but I don't. I mean, it's there. So you can reach me anywhere. Or Bill can tell you where I'm at. He always knows where I'm at. Bill can give you my cell number.
You want me to put out your cell number?
Listen, do you remember when I was on the air in Los Angeles? I was like Daisy Duke. I was out there, and I would go on the air, and I would go, I need a really good electrician. Can somebody call me? And I remember Kate, one of our sales reps, I don't remember her last name, but she just didn't mess around. She came in the control room, she goes, have you lost your mind? You don't say that in California on the air. And I was like, well, I'm sorry, I just need an electrician.
That's
and
right.
I think I got one.
You see, back in the old days when we first started in radio, you couldn't send out a personal message like that. But, you know, this is why we love radio today, is that you can do that. And even then, which really wasn't all that long ago, actually.
Right. Exactly. Well, guess what? We got a new dog. Do y'all believe it? Another dog.
Another dog. Okay. What's his name?
Her name is Lucy Lou Stewart. I started naming her Lucy Lou Kitchen Stewart, but I don't think my dad got his bill in first that he wasn't included, his last name, so it's Lucy Lou Stewart.
Lucy Lou, huh? Well,
Winnie's sister. That's the only reason Robin let us get her, because we have her sister and we love her. And this was my side to kind of plead my case. I'm like, honey, Rocky's 17, Pumpkin's 13, we got five that are like 12. I mean, you know, our herd will be thinning. And do we want to miss this wonderful opportunity to have this great dog? And so my husband's gotten to where I think he just doesn't even argue anymore. He's just like, eh.
Yeah, I mean,
one
you
more
know,
dog,
the household's
turning.
You're just one big, it's one big kennel. You guys just live in a big kennel now.
He said this other day. He was trying to clean up some stuff. He goes, you know what? He said, I'm a zookeeper. That's what I am. I'm just a zookeeper.
Well, you know,
we kind of are like zookeepers, so if anybody wants to donate to the Stewart Zoo, feel free.
Well, yeah, maybe he can get
welcome any donations.
Yeah, he can get a hat. He can get a hat and a whip and those boots and everything like that. I mean, yeehaw, huh?
Yeah, I think he has that whip and boots. I think he has that because he has to have it. When you're wading through all the muck and mire and we need to keep order, yep, you grab that.
Well,
yeah, he's got it. I'm telling you, But I'm over all this. I mean, I think that it was the only child in me. I didn't have siblings. This is me psychoanalyzing myself.
Okay.
So all of you only other children, probably, you know, some of you are like me. You wanted other siblings. Some of you didn't. It was my effort to have a big family. And since I didn't have siblings, I was going to have a ton of pets. And then I didn't marry till later in life. So my pets were like my kids. So I told my husband, I'm like, they were here before you. I don't know how to get them out of bed. They've always been here.
Yes.
So we have decided we're going to change rooms. At night, we'll tuck in, watch a little TV. When we're ready to go to bed, we'll just migrate somewhere else, and they can all just have the master
bedroom. And they're getting the master bedroom and everything like that with the jacuzzi and everything?
Yeah, we ain't got no jacuzzi. Yeah, but they don't know any different. They can't go to a different bedroom. This is what they know, whereas we don't care.
Right.
So after they get tucked in, I'm just going to start going down the hallway somewhere else because we have so many. And these new puppies are big. They're not little, so there's no room for us anymore. I know. We need to have two king beds side by side, but there's not enough room for that. And even if we had the two king beds, they would still be right against us.
You see, there are so many of our family of listeners who love pets and have dogs. They're just, you know, they're right with you. But then there's the other
part.
And
other people are like,
and the other one going, are you out of your mind?
Yeah, you need medication.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And we're probably guilty of all the above. I mean,
well, you know.
It's just the way it is. And I've always had a lot. Like, I told my mother when I was little, she was very prim and proper. She always wanted a beautiful home, and she would let me have one dog and one cat, and they were not allowed in the house. And I would go, when I have my own house one day, I'm going to have as many animals as I want, and you can't tell me I can't. And I told her I kept my word.
Yeah, you sure did.
I've just always been like that. But at least now I don't have the rabbits and the birds and, you know, all the other stuff and the cats. I just have dogs.
Well, the good thing about taking care of all the dogs and all that is that it keeps you away from having to, you know, get too deep in all this political environment we're in right now. I mean, what a crazy week, Lauren. I mean, we got knuckleheads going all the way from, you know, from Illinois to go shoot up some Republicans. And, you know, I got to thinking, you know, could you imagine if, I mean, he shot the majority whip, Steve Scalise, who's recovering, thank God. But, I mean, the ordeal that this poor guy and his family have had to go through. But, you know, if he had gotten, but for the grace of God, if he had gotten on the other side, and you know what was there, like 15 or so legislators? You talk about a constitutional crisis. If this guy would have been successful and wiped out, could you imagine what would have happened?
Well, I don't know that I told y'all last week, but my husband is good friends with Trent Kelly from Mississippi, and he was like right there. He was like on third base or something, and he and Robin talked about it, and they were saying that very thing. You know, thank the Lord. I mean, the Lord was just there, and people's prayers are making a difference. And I was just in a chain with a bunch of friends today. We were praying over the nation together and praying a hedge of protection around the president, and that the Lord will give us wisdom with every word that comes out of our mouths, and that blinders be lifted off people's eyes to see the truth and know the truth. And I was really proud when Trump was speaking. I think it was from Iowa. Was it yesterday? You know,
Ohio.
He just wasn't holding back.
Yeah.
He's not Ohio. He wasn't afraid. He was just saying, you know what? This is going on. He wasn't backing down. A lot of people would probably be tempted, a lot of men in that position, to back down and kind of maybe lay low for a little while when things are going on that are so scary. When you're wondering if Americans are going to come out and hurt you. You know, you're wondering everywhere you go, am I safe? And to see that he is not backing down, that he is courageous, he's standing on the front lines, he's addressing it, he's addressing the mainstream media. I was just really glad to see that. And it doesn't surprise me, and it doesn't surprise, I don't think, any of us. But that is what we need today.
Well, we've been saying for quite a while that he needed to get out of the Beltway. It's just way too crazy. And he needed to take the message to the people. That's exactly what he did. And I believe that he was encouraged, because you can get into that echo chamber of Washington, D.C., and, you know, you're reading the newspaper, whether it's the Examiner or, you know, the New York Times, on and on, the mainstream media, and you go, well, what world, what parallel universe, where are they at? I mean, you know, talk about Dorothy, we're not in Kansas anymore. I don't know what zip code in the United States the mainstream media is in, because what they present...
Or where the red slippers are. They don't even have any red slippers.
Oh, my God. Well, of course
they can click.
Yeah,
I mean, you, and when you stop and you watch those, if you just make yourself go, I'm not going to watch Fox tonight, I'm going to go watch CNN or one of those, and just make yourself, even though you're biting a stick going, I can't even sit Yeah, then you can start to understand where other people are getting their information and why they have the views that they do. It kind of helps you get, you know, a different perspective on where they're coming from. They're being fed that 24/7, like we're being fed prayerfully the truth, watching Fox.
Yeah, hopefully, or at least being discerning enough. Look, we got to go to break, so stay with us, America. More from Lauren Kitchen Stewart on the other side of the break. This is Bill Martinez. We are.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
We're back with the America 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, and I are together, talking life. It's life with Lauren above the fray, because, I tell you, you get into the fray of stuff, it gets a little too crazy, doesn't it, Lolo?
It does, but I think it's important for us to be engaged. Mm. And my tendency is to fly in the face of all that. And I'm having to go,
okay, Lord, I need to sit on things, think it through,
right,
and make sure that I'm being as wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Mm-hmm. And we forget that sometimes as Christians, that we're called to be cunning, to use wisdom with every word, you know, to be really thoughtful. And I think more, what's the word I'm looking for? Not crafty. I don't want to promote that we're supposed to be crafty necessarily. But in a way, we're called to be that wise,
yes,
at that level, where we're thinking through it in a way that we're saying, you know, I want good to propel. I want the Word of God,
exactly,
to propel. So how am I going to orchestrate that happening in a way where I'm thinking it through 100%? And I,
right,
and I just have thought lately, I don't want to get so frustrated, mm-hmm, by what's happening, that I have friends and loved ones that don't believe like me, that I get so frustrated that I ruin my witness. And that's a fine line to say, mm-hmm, in time, to say I want to stand up for what's right, but I don't want to lose my witness, but yet I don't want to back down from my strong belief that what I'm believing is the truth and is the Word of God. And I,
exactly,
think people are really conflicted by that right now.
Well, and that's the whole issue. That's really the bottom line of what you're saying. First of all, is it edifying? Are you adding or taking away? And if you're leaning on God, not on your own understanding, but what God is revealing to you, oftentimes you find yourself saying things that you know it didn't come from you. It had to come from God because it's absolutely brilliant. And, you know, the timing's just right, and it really it matches. It's like that word that goes out, the Bible says, that is looking for its mate. And I think that's the frustration of our country right now, is we have people that are spiritually starved, that are looking for the revelatory Word of God that convinces them, convicts them, it solidifies that what they believe in, that they know that they know that they know. Because when you do, then you don't have to hammer somebody, but you can say with them in all honesty, look, I appreciate why you may feel this way. I used to feel this way, but I don't. And the reason I don't is...
And this is why.
Yeah, exactly. But if you don't believe, really, and if you don't know what you believe in, well, then you're going to get, you know, you're like that boat out in the ocean getting tossed to and fro, right?
Well, and we're told to speak the truth with love.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend sent me a little bracelet the other day in the mail, and I was kind of like, you trying to tell me something? But it said, choose love. And I've been wearing it every single day, almost like the What Would Jesus Do bracelet, you know, back in the day. What was that, 10, 15, 20 years
ago?
Right,
exactly.
And
right.
I look down, and I'm remembering to choose love. And for some of you, it's easier than others. We all have different personalities. But to say, Father, at the end of the day, I want to direct people towards you. I want people to see you in me. And when I'm pressed, and a lot of us are being pressed right now. And
right.
If you are, you're not alone. But, you know, we're all really going through the ringer. And I want to know that when I'm pressed, that He comes out.
Right,
that
exactly.
The fragrance of who God is comes out in me, and not, you know, the pit of hell or something, or just my flesh.
Yeah,
and I
exactly.
see that happening in my life sometimes. So I'm saying, Lord, do what you need to do in me, so when I am pressed, you are amidst from me. And I think a lot of that's just the quiet times and being still.
Yeah.
And that's not easy for us to do in 2017.
Well, but, you know, your point is so well taken, Lauren, because if we're not aware of that, if we're not aware that it is God in us and that's what we want to pour out, if we're disconnected and we're just operating according to our own eyes, then, you know, we do a lot of damage. And then we wonder, you know, what is my faith all about? But, you know, I go back to that conversation that God had with Caleb, and he was all down and out, and you know, God basically told him, he says, look at it, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And right is being righteous, those things that are the qualities of God. And so if we choose rightly, like what you're saying, we're going to get right results, you know?
Well, and it's constantly examining your heart and where are you? Because if the enemy can't win our souls, he'll render us ineffective or offensive. So what do we do to be in a place where we are pointing towards Jesus and all that we say and do, even with people that believe totally different than us? I think that's a cry of our heart every single day. It should be.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the country is in turmoil, and it needs, no doubt, if we ever needed Jesus before, Lauren, because how are we going to come together and deal with the issues that we're dealing with at hand? And I, my only hope is, like, anything. You go through the experience and you get weary in punching yourself out and trying to do things out of your own flesh. And we have enough life-changing, you know, believers here that are coming together, and I believe that's what's holding back some of this. And even, you know, talking with Franklin Graham, I mean, I'm encouraged that there are bonfires of revival that are taking place around this country. Mm-hmm. But we want these bonfires to really connect from coast to coast to where there could be a true revival that would take place and that lives would change. And because my perspective and what I'm hearing from people in my travels across this country is there's a lot of unhappy campers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, and you can make a difference in those lives by being authentic, by being real, being transparent, and letting people see what you walk through. You know,
exactly.
Honesty, I think that's refreshing for people around us, and to be prayer warriors. Prayer changes things. We saw that happen the night of the election. Prayer changes things. And to know if you decide in your own individual life, I'm going to be still, I'm going to have quiet time, and I'm going to be a prayer warrior. If we would all do that, this world will be changed.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's even like President Trump, you know, he said this the other day, and I had to take exception to it. He made a statement. This was at the baseball game that they had, you know, the Republicans versus the Democrats. Mm-hmm. He went on the big screen, and he had a message for Steve Scalise and saying, I want you to know everybody in America is praying for you. And I said, if that was only the case. You know, that everybody...
Everybody's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the way it is.
I mean, you know, but I appreciate...
It's a fairy tale, but we're in a war.
Yeah.
We're in a war. This is not a fairy tale. We'll have a fairy tale at the end of the day because we've read the end of the book. So we know we win because Jesus wins, but we're in a war right now to take as many souls with us as possible to glory.
Exactly.
That's what this all comes down to.
Yeah, and we have those antithetical forces that are not about to let that happen because you got people that, you know, in the face of God's glory and God's handprint and evidence right before them, have their hands on the hips and say, yeah, I don't believe there's a God. Well, okay, you know, you can reject God for only so long, but at some point there is going to be that reconciliation where, you know, that reckoning that has to take place. You know, it's kind of like a friend of mine was in talking about, you know, because of, you know, all these religious influences that are coming in that, you know, they want to believe in the sake of relativism and to get along. They want to believe that everybody's God's the same God. And, you know, and I think the good question that was asked was, do you believe that your God judges? And they go, no, I don't believe my God judges. Well, I don't believe in your God then. Right. Because my God
That's
judges.
Right.
And, you know, we're told, he tells us not to judge. That's his job. But our God judges. Because if he didn't judge, then why did Jesus come? He's unnecessary.
I don't know that people think through that as much as they should. Mm-hmm. You know, to think about his grace and mercy, but also think about his righteousness. What was the price that was paid for us?
Mm-hmm.
And to know that he is a God that cares about the decisions that we make and our example. And he is a mighty God. And he's a strong, powerful leader. You know what I'm saying? We tend to sometimes forget that side of things and that we will have to make account for every action and every word. And if we thought more like that every day, I know for my life, my choices would be different.
Without a doubt. No, and that's my challenge. That's my challenge as well. And this is why we're talking about this. And I'm sure for our family of listeners, the same thing that they struggle with. It's like, you know, Paul says, the things I want to do, I don't do. That which I don't, I do. I mean, welcome to humanity, right?
Well, I was having conversations this week with some friends about that. And I said, you know, you are welcome to speak into my life. You are welcome to tell me things that you see in me that are not of God. Things are holding me back. I want to know. I want to see it. It might not be easy. It might be painful. But I don't want anything holding me back from all that he's called me to be. And I don't want my junk to keep me from ministering to someone that was handpicked for me to touch from the time I was born. And
exactly.
I think if each person realized their life was that tremendous and dynamic and your life has that much power, we would believe in ourselves more because of who we are in him.
Exactly.
And the plans he has for us.
Well, Lolo, we got to leave it there. We're all out of time. See, you and I just have too much fun. That's all. And also the things that we need to share, people need to hear as well. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lolo.
Love you guys. Have a wonderful
This report is brought to you by Ortho. Honeybees and other pollinators are essential for maintaining a healthy ecosystem, allowing fruits and nuts such as apples and almonds to grow. While these crucial insects help provide us with some of our favorite foods, they often can't find enough food for themselves. The loss of natural habitats plays a large part in the declining population of pollinators. The week of June 19th is National Pollinator Week, and Ortho, along with its parent company, Scotts Miracle-Gro, wants everyone to know they can help by creating pollinator-friendly spaces around their home. Planting a pollinator garden is easy. Select plants with colorful blooming flowers that have continuous bloom cycle. When using pesticides, always follow the package instructions. Ortho's Pollinator Promise focuses on removing neonics from all their outdoor garden control products. Currently, Ortho offers consumers a variety of products that use alternative chemistries to control pests and disease that can harm the plants in your garden. For more information, visit ortho.com/pollinator.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775.
1-800-656-9775. Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. Jordan Goodman joins us now. America's Money's Answer Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good to be talking to you, get an update. Well, everybody had been waiting for what the Senate was going to do with the health care plan, so what say you?
Well, it's different than what the House is, and whether they're going to be able to pass this and actually get the two of them together and come out with a bill, it's going to be difficult. There's very big views on the conservative side, the moderate side. How much money goes into Medicaid is a huge issue here, because Medicaid's been expanded dramatically under Obamacare, and people do not like their benefits taken away from them.
You're no talking question about it. Yeah, I keep
23 million people losing insurance here.
You know? I keep hearing, that woman at that town hall. I pay a dollar for Obamacare. Don't you dare take my Obamacare away. Exactly. Well, yeah, I bet.
So that's a big part of it. And then, they're taking away the mandates on both the House and the Senate side, so you won't have to buy insurance anymore. And the employer mandates would go as well. Remember, if you have over 50 employees, you have to offer health insurance to your employees.
Right.
There are various taxes on upper-income people, on medical devices. All that would be going away as well. And it's also unclear what the insurance companies would feel about this. I mean, the problem right now is insurance companies are dropping out because they're losing so much money in the exchanges. And you've got to do something to bring them back in to offer some people choices. There are literally places in this country, Bill, that do not have any choices. Not one.
Exactly.
Zero.
Right. Yeah,
okay?
Exactly.
You are literally, there is nothing on the exchange in parts of Ohio and Missouri and Tennessee, and it's growing all the time. So President Trump is right that Obamacare is collapsing, but whether what they're proposing here would bring the insurance companies back into it is very unclear to me.
Well, beyond the insurance companies, I'm just thinking about Main Street America. Are they going to discern some sort of benefit? Because, I mean, the Republicans are picking up one humongous mess. I mean, this is kind of a pre-entitlement program. You've already given people all this great chocolate and opioids and everything. Now you're taking it away from them, right?
That's always difficult.
Chocolate-covered opioids, eh? We just came up with something. That's our new business, Jordan.
But it is hard when people get used to it. I mean, what happened was, under Obamacare, we added about 22 million people who got insurance who didn't have it before, which is a nice thing, except all the people paying for it, small businesses, individuals paying these high premiums, were not happy about it. Mm-hmm, okay, so the people who receive the benefits think it's great. The people paying for the benefits don't think it's so great. It's pretty obvious. The whole concept behind Obamacare at the beginning was you'd have young, healthy people buying health insurance, not using very much of it,
yes,
to subsidize the older, sicker people who, in fact, did join because, of course, they're getting great benefits from it. Mm-hmm. But the young people didn't join for the most part. So the whole structure behind the thing never worked.
Well, because the young people figure they were forced to join Social Security, right? And they're not going to get any benefits. They're saying, how much more do you want to get out of me than I'm not going to get nothing for, right?
Yeah. So or in this case, they were paying the penalties for not buying insurance were a lot less than paying the premiums.
Mm-hmm.
So people said, all right, so I'll pay the penalty and I'll take my chances. So that was very predictable that was going to happen right up front.
Well,
so
you know,
somehow in the new system, you want to get it so young people do get in there because you need a broad insurance pool to be able to cover the older, sicker people. What the Republicans are proposing is a different strategy, which is to use what are called risk pools at the state level.
Mm-hmm.
And these are kind of for only about 10% of the population uses 50 to 60% of the health care dollars because they're very sick and they've got all kinds of conditions. Most people are relatively healthy. They don't go to the hospital there often. So if you can kind of segregate those high-risk people, you know, you pay them, that's where the subsidies should go, and that everybody else's premiums go down. In theory, that's what could make this whole system work better.
Well, but you're asking for fairness, and we know how that works, you know. How much fraud and waste do we have in this government already? Because people feel entitled, and they feel like somehow, you know, as some would argue, that health care is a right.
Yeah.
Now it's become a right, not a privilege. And so, as I shared with a couple of my very liberal friends, I said, oh, okay, it's a right. So you don't have a problem then if your neighbor, who is pre-diabetic, just keeps on ordering up boxes of Twinkies and gets himself sicker and sicker and gets
what? The personal responsibility here, right?
No, because it's a right, you know. So that goes out the door, and guess what? You get to pay for it.
But I think this has not only health care, but this has a lot of political implications, Bill.
Oh, without a doubt.
Because this is, I think, going to be the major issue for the 2018 midterms and how this whole thing works out. Because this affects 100% of Americans one way or the other. There's a lot of very unhappy people out there who are paying premiums they can't afford. And you're seeing the insurance companies are right now putting in for their 2018 premium levels for the state insurance commissioners. The minimum increase is 20%. Some of them are 50% on top of the premium increases we've already seen.
Exactly.
So that's unsustainable. A lot of people just can't afford it, so they drop their health insurance. So there's a crisis here. But to get the transition to a new system is going to be very fraught, both legislatively but politically. If this is not handled well, Republicans could lose a lot.
Look what it costs the Democrats.
Exactly.
I mean, it devastated the Democrats. They go around high-fiving and think that they've done something, you know, so awesome and great and everything. And
in the 2010 midterms, they lost big time over this.
Yeah.
That's correct.
How many seats overall in the Oval Office? You know, it's devastated. I mean, to the point that they are lost in the woods right now, even still. Without a leader, without a message, and without a messenger, it's upside down. So they can only hope that this does the same for the Republicans and maybe gives them a chance to, you know, regain some control.
If people saw premiums coming down and coverage being available and insurance companies with some competition across state lines, it could work. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of ifs there. And the people on Medicaid, we're going to get cut back. And the whole idea of the Republican plan is to devolve it to the states.
Mm-hmm.
Give them money and let each state do its own Medicaid plan.
Exactly.
Well, that's nice, but there's going to be very big differences between the states. Some states did expand Medicaid, and some mm-hmm. didn't.
Right.
And so the ones that expanded Medicaid, if they're going to have to do it on their own dollars instead of federal dollars, there's going to be a lot of cutbacks, and that's going to be very painful for a lot of people.
Well, exactly. That's what I was going to say. The operative word is painful, and we got to get through the process. Of course, the Democrats are complaining. Here the Republicans have been trying to work with this system for, less than 150 days or maybe 150 days, even though they've been saying forever they wanted to repeal and replace it. But for all intents and purposes, it's just been, several months that they've been able to work on this.
Yeah.
And, in the midst of all the obstruction that the Democrats have been doing, and they're complaining that, it's kind of interesting. We don't even know about it. You're doing this behind closed doors. Well, last time I checked,
exactly
that's
the same thing.
Exactly. It's like, quit pointing fingers. You got three coming back at you, so stop it.
And that there's going to be absolutely zero Democratic support on anything.
Of course.
Having related to health care, zero.
Yeah.
And so they've got to get it through reconciliation, which means 51-52 votes, because there's going to be no cooperation on the House or Senate side. Which is a shame. I mean, it would be nice if we had a healthcare system that was bipartisan.
Right.
The last time, Obamacare was completely partisan as well. There was not a single Republican that supported it. We're having the exact opposite this time. It would be nice if we could have a bipartisan view on this.
Yeah, I see. If it was bipartisan, then the Republicans live through the midterm elections. They obstruct, they do everything they can. They're going to blame them because, short of the Republicans coming up with a single-payer process or something that is so discernibly great and can, hit a grand slam, not even a home run, not a bunt single, but it's got to hit a grand slam or otherwise they're going to pay the big price. Come the midterms. What do you think?
Well, I think so. I mean, in theory, if they could get people's premiums down, offer them choices, kind of calm down the system, keep the insurance companies involved, do these high-risk pools, mm-hmm. have some competition across state lines, it could work. It could work. But it would be much easier if you had a bipartisan compromise instead of having a completely partisan, because the Democrats are going to, and Democrats have various states where they're not going to cooperate.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it right there, Jordan. If I'm hearing you correctly, they got to keep it simple. And for some reason, the government doesn't know how to keep things simple. Exactly. Jordan Goodman, Americans Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Your email, how can they be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website, and I get emails from your folks all the time. I'm glad to help them on any personal financial issue at MoneyAnswers.com.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, Bill.
There. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so Call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
They're coming to America. They're coming to America. They're coming to America. They're coming to America today. Today.
Your program.
The way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. John LaBoutelier, yes, he is in the house, political conservative commentator, analyst, former congressman, author of Harvard Hates America. And, of course, he and Arlene Bynum, I say, of course, you've not been updated, or maybe you have been, and if you have, you are in the flow of the know. But he and Arlene are co-hosting The Revolution, the podcast, and this is a weekly series, huh, John, for you?
It is, Bill, and you can get it at SoundCloud or iTunes for free. Mm-hmm. Just go there, type in Revolution_the podcast, and you'll get all of them. We've had great guests. We've had Ed Rollins, Roger Stone, Chris Ruddy, had pro-Trump people, anti-Trump, got Republican analysts, all sorts of stuff. It's what you and I are going to do for the next few minutes, we do that for like half an hour every week.
Well, that's great. Well, congratulations on it. I mean, for those that have been missing the Political Insiders with Pat Goodell and Doug Schoen, Fox decided to come up with another idea. And I was teasing John, ladies and gentlemen. I said, well, you know, I go, what happened? I mean, you guys aren't blonde and you haven't been, you know, sexually harassed. Why would you leave Fox? Just a joke, okay? That's all that is.
Line was, I've said to Pat and Doug that we should sue Fox for not being harassed.
Yeah, how dare them? I mean, like, what's wrong,
we're
man?
We're the only people there who, well, of course, we're not there anymore, who aren't being harassed or discriminated against or something, you know.
Well, it was, I tell you, you had a great run, and, you know, to be around Pat and Doug, I just so respected you guys. I thought what it is you had to offer there was terrific, and I'm glad that you were able to do something with Arlene. And, of course, we always love having you here on Bill Martinez Live as well, and you're always very gracious, John, and you're always welcome here. So congratulations on Revolution, the podcast. Hey, let's talk about this healthcare issue. The Senate, you know, has been working hard on it. There's still some consternation, obviously. I mean, something this massive. They didn't, I don't think anybody expected there to be a slam dunk here.
No, and I don't buy any of this talk that it's not going to pass, and there are four senators who, by their own admission, say, as of now, I can't vote for it. Well, now is, that was Thursday night they said that.
Right, right.
By the time this thing's brought to a vote, which will be a week from today probably, or around then, they will have adjusted the bill enough to get 50 Republicans to sign on. That's all they need. 50 plus Mike Pence, boom, it passes the Senate. And there is a chance, in my view, that Paul Ryan takes the Senate bill and tries to pass it right away in the House. No changes. Pass it, and it's done. Trump signs it, it's done. I could see that coming.
Yes. And the thing that people need to understand here, we're not talking about any Cornhusker kickbacks along the way, unlike the way the Democrats put it together in, you know, selling favors down the road at our expense, go figure. You know, this is a straight up bill. And I think maybe that's what's disturbing to the Democrats is that they can't appreciate the GOP doing something that doesn't have some sort of, you know, backdoor tie-ins and payoffs.
Right. Well, I agree with you. There's none of that going on. What the Democrats are happy about is the polling on this bill is a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
The Wall Street Journal yesterday had a new poll out that of the House bill, and they're pretty much the same, I think. The House bill is supported by 16% of Americans. And what I worry about now politically is that after we pass this in the Senate and House and Trump signs it, we, the Republicans, own health care.
Yes.
And if it's better, if the health situation gets better, we'll get, you know, it'll be good. But if it gets worse, if you have a problem with your insurance company, who are you going to be mad at? Are you going to be mad at Obama or are you going to be mad at the Republicans?
No, absolutely.
That's, we don't know, you know, and I worry about it.
Well, that's what the mainstream media has been banking on. I mean, they're not helping. And as we've been suggesting, John, I'm sure you said the same thing, that Donald Trump needed to get outside the beltway. And he did this week in going to Iowa. And I think it was refreshing on all matters. Look at what was purported to happen in Georgia in the 6th district. Didn't happen the way the pundits and the liberal, you know, think tank said was going to happen. And, of course, then afterwards it was like, well, of course, we expected the Republicans to win. You know, this is Newt Gingrich's seat, you know, but we got a moral victory out of it.
Right. I think that district and that race, the media overwhelmed it, and it's not a canary in the coal mine for anything.
Right.
You put $50 million into a House race and have the whole country focused on it. That's not representative of anything.
Exactly.
But we learned a couple things, which is she had been the Secretary of State of Georgia. She's a Southern woman with a Southern accent. She fits the district.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrat, John Ossoff, doesn't belong in that district. He belongs in the Upper West Side of Manhattan, or Cambridge, Mass, or Berkeley, California. He doesn't look like a Southerner, doesn't have a Southern accent. He looked beaten down all the time, sort of a pathetic-looking creature. And I know that's controversial nowadays, but I'm saying, as a candidate, what you look like, how you speak, whether you fit the district is crucial. And that guy doesn't fit. And he had a ceiling of 48%. It's all he could get in the runoff in April, and it's all he got Tuesday night in the general election. And he's not going to be a congressman.
And, of course, he couldn't even vote.
He couldn't vote. Doesn't live in the district.
Right.
I'm amazed. Now, it's not that hard when you're running. Move into the district for the year that you're running.
Exactly.
It's 5 miles away. How hard is it? Just get a sublet in the end and take that issue off the table. That was a big problem for him.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, now, the one thing we say about Trump and Iowa and all is what's really lacking on this health care thing is Trump needs to go out and sell this thing to America, Bill.
Once it's signed, that was it. Exactly. You're exactly right. Once he signs it, he's hitting the road. It's the only way it's going
to
work.
But he's got to stick to what this bill does that's good for you and me and your listeners. That's what we got to learn. Because
mm-hmm.
we're not hearing it. We're only hearing, 24 million people aren't going to have insurance, blah, 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 blah. And we need the good stuff and why it's better than Obamacare. Not about Russia. Don't get off of that. Talk mm-hmm. about this bill.
Yes, exactly. And right off the bat, John, we get lower premiums and better, yes, co-pays, but there's also, I was thinking deductions, but it's, what?
Deductibles. Well,
deductibles, yes. So we get better, those three things, and that's a discernible difference right off the bat.
Well, that'll be good, as long as you keep the two goodies that people do like about Obamacare, which were you can't be denied insurance for pre-existing conditions, and
exactly.
Your kids stay on your policy till they're 26 years old. That's got to stay in, I think, politically.
And that's not that big a deal to keep them on 26. In fact, they could even say 28. I don't have a problem with that. To keep that in play. But I agree with you on that at that point. Even at 26, that's the accepted standard. You got to meet that at least.
That's right.
Without a doubt,
I think they will. These guys aren't dumb. McConnell and Ryan are not dummies. They know they have to have a health bill. Obamacare has to go. Now, this isn't really a repeal and replace. It's more a repair.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's better than not doing anything. We got to do something. I just hope it'll work right.
Well, that's what they campaigned on. They've got to make a difference, John. Otherwise, they'll experience what the Democrats experienced the last 8 years, is they paid a humongous price for the presidency of Obama and Obamacare.
Totally. They lost the House, the Senate, many governorships and state houses around the country.
Devastating. And over 100 seats and seats of power. 100? I would say 1,000. Over 1,000.
It's over 1,000 on the local level and the control of the U.S. House and U.S. Senate. Now, I don't think that's going to happen to us. But if we don't sell this bill, people will believe it's no good, and that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Without a doubt. Hey, real quick, the last minute that we have here together, John, will Trump fire Mueller, or is he going to find out that if he does that, he's got another hot potato? It was bad enough, the Comey deal. Now we go to Mueller's not going to step down. He should recuse himself, but he won't do it. Go ahead.
I think he wants to fire Mueller. He's being told, don't you dare do it. But one day he may just wake up and say, screw it, I'm going to do it. And if he does it, it's going to be a firestorm against him.
Without a doubt. Well, and this is the Comey deal, the pushback on Comey. And Comey, even though he conceivably broke the law, he is scot-free so far. And he's got his BFF heading the investigation. So we'll see how it plays out. But also, Mueller's on the line on this, too, because he's got to play it tight. I don't think he can be loose either, John. What do you say?
Now, Mueller is a straight arrow. He's not going to be doing anything improperly. And if there's nothing to hide, if Trump has nothing to hide, he's got nothing to worry about.
Exactly. We've got to leave it there.
Something. Okay. Thank you, Bill.
All right, John. Hey, thank you so much. John Labutlia, I'm Bill Martinez live.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36. 26 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.